Can a nuclear deal be reached between Iran and the United States and its five partner nations? Is it the first step toward normalized relations and the end of 34 years of conflict, suspicion, and misunderstanding? Yesterday, former Iranian diplomat and nuclear negotiator Syed Hussein Mousavian told us that some kind of deal was inevitable. Others are not so optimistic. And Ambassador Mousavian has been wrong about his country before. When Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was elected president, Mousavian was tagged as a spy for the West in 2005 and caught in the political intrigue of internal Iranian politics. While Mousavian cleared his name, he was barred from working for the Iranian government. Ambassador Mousavian is now a research scholar at Princeton University. He believes that misunderstanding between Iran and the West is the legacy of the Islamic Revolution in 1979.
I believe Americans, they have misread more than Iranians.
Now, a lot of people would say, of course he's going to say that, he's Iranian.
No, of course. But let's go to the history in 3 decades, very, very short. The U.S. really believed supporting Saddam Hussein invading Iran would break down Iran. Saddam invaded, West supported, all regional Arabs supported, hundreds of billions of dollars, the most sophisticated arms. But after 8 years, Iran resisted and Saddam is gone. This is not something the U.S. could ever imagine.
Now, you're talking about the Iran-Iraq war that you lost your brother in. Your brother was killed in that
exactly.
war.
Exactly. The second, the U.S. provided material and technology for Saddam Hussein to use weapons of mass destruction. Saddam used chemical weapons. 100,000 Iranians, they were either killed or injured. Third, the U.S. has orchestrated the most draconian sanctions ever against a country in contemporary history, against Iran. The U.S. really believed such a level of sanctions, coercion strategy, and pressures would bring regime change in Iran.
Is Iran interested in a war with Saudi Arabia and the Sunnis over Yemen, in Syria over Hezbollah, and in Iraq over Shiite and Sunni battles that are now taking place between ISIS and Muqtada al-Sadr?
Let's go one by one. On Iraq, Iran and the U.S. have been in the same boat after the fall of Saddam Hussein. Since 2013, Iranians and Americans, they have supported the same government in Baghdad, and they have the same interest for peace, stability, and the U.S. is supportive of the role of majority, which are Shias in Iraq. Therefore, as long as Iran and the U.S., they are in the same boat, I don't believe Saudi Arabia would go to war against Iran and the U.S. This is the same story about Afghanistan. Iran and the U.S. have supported the same government in Afghanistan, and they have the same interest. Third is about the ISIS. It is not limited to Yemen, Al-Qaeda, or Syria, or Iraq. This is all over the Middle East. The U.S. understand very well. Joe Biden said at Harvard University that our main problem is our own allies financing, providing weapons for the extremists. The U.S. knows very well where is the root causes of Sunni extremism. It is not Iran. Definitely is not Iran.
It's Saudi Arabia.
It is not limited to Saudi Arabia. The main source is Saudi Arabia. Everyone knows. But there are some other Arab countries which they are funding, they are financing, they are sending weapons, and even they are helping the ideology of Wahhabism, which is the school of thought of Al-Qaeda, Jabhat al-Nusra, ISIS, Boko Haram. Of course, the center, the capital, is Saudi Arabia. In Yemen, they blame Iran. But those who know history, they know before 1960s, Houthis, they were ruling Yemen. Egypt attacked, invaded Yemen, and brought a Sunni in power. And for 40, 50 years, the Houthis have been fighting for their own right position in Yemen. Even during the Shah time before revolution, Shah was criticizing Egypt. Shah was against the rule of Sunnis, and Shah was supportive of Houthis. it has nothing to do with Islamic revolution of Iran. This is a battle of 50 years between Sunnis and Houthis in Yemen, and it goes back to the period of before Iranian revolution.
All right, finally, some mythology. Do most Iranians believe that America's government is controlled by Israel?
Definitely, this is the case. Iranians, most politicians, they believe the Middle East policy of the U.S. is decided by Israel. The fact Netanyahu was invited by Congress and gave a lecture for 1 hour against the U.S. president, and Netanyahu today is the main obstacle against the Obama's willing for a peaceful nuclear deal with Iran, dictating Iranian about the huge role influence of Israel in American policy.
Will you ever go back to Tehran and live there as a diplomat and eat the best fried chicken in the world?
I'm commuting, and I hope after the nuclear deal and some progress on Iran-U.S. relations, I would go back to my country.
Syed Hossein Mousavian, thank you so much for speaking with us here on The Takeaway.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Syed Hossein Mousavian is a former nuclear negotiator for Iran who is now a research scholar at Princeton University. To hear his commentary yesterday on the talks in Switzerland, visit us at thetakeaway.org.